7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is October 17th, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to see us online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a friend on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Folks, today we have a few interesting things.
You guys ever notice how it just kind of floats around? It just floats. Yeah, it totally does.
I try to think of a new way to say the same thing.
Well, I think of a new way, too, and it's called getting a new guy.
That was low.
No. That's the problem. It is low.
We need to bring it up.
As a matter of fact, I was even talking to Carrie Ann right before the show because I get to have her get some stuff for me for the radio program. And I said, you remind me of an airplane that never...
your job.
Yeah. I actually said to Carrie, I said, you remind me of an airplane that never... It's always grounded.
Carrie does or I do?
No, Carrie. I'm talking to Carrie.
Oh.
Yeah. Like she and I said, you just got to kind of let the wing get in beneath your wings.
You mean the wind get in beneath your wings?
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
I did try singing for him. He
did
like
I say
that.
Winged?
He said wing.
Oh, I'm sorry, wind.
But the good part is if you go to Sons of Liberty and you like us on Facebook, you can get in the conversations, which are happening right now. We just had a Catholic archdiocese, another one, standing up. Now, this is important to understand, folks, because for too long, religious folks have been sitting on their hands. In this particular situation, they're starting to wake up and say, hey, hold on a second. Just like the old analogy, they came for the Jews. I wasn't a Jew. I didn't say anything. They came for the communists. I didn't say anything, et cetera, et cetera, until they came for me because nobody was left. This Catholic archdiocese in Georgia said to all of his parishioners, missions, schools, and everybody that supports the Susan G. Komen, remember that? Komen for the Cure. should no longer do so because the group reestablished this country's largest abortion provider, a sure. relationship with the Planned Parenthood. And he said, no, I'm not going to sit around and be politically correct. I'm going to do my job as a preacher. Yeah. And this particular bishop stood up. Yeah. And at the end, acting like the victim, they said, we are so sorry that we are saddened the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Atlanta's decision not to support us is the case. Well, you know why? Because people are sick and tired of people talking out of one hand or talking out of one side of their mouth yep. and then going the next day and talking out of the complete other side of their mouth, which was a prime example last night. But this is something clear in this administration. Now, everybody knows Mr. Attorney General Eric Holder. I can assure you that the Justice Department's efforts to uphold and enforce voting rights will remain aggressive. Let me be clear. We will not allow political pretexts to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious rights, mm-hmm. speaking of voter ID.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody realized this, but Attorney General Eric Holder on Tuesday held a media event to observe October as the Disability Employment Awareness Month, and reporters wishing to cover the event were required to present a government-issued photo ID.
Yeah.
All media
just like
must
a DNC,
present.
Yep.
So all media must present a government-issued photo ID, driver's license, as well as a valid media credentials. What about the rights of the First Amendment? Obviously, it's just hypocrisy to the max. You can
well,
find
they get you asking the wrong questions, then they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, just like yesterday's debate.
All you got to do is follow the trail.
Yeah,
it's filled
their
with
trail.
Sons of Liberty on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Like it, become a follower, and post your comments and what you have to say, folks, because there's many of you doing it.
Is that it?
And we appreciate it.
You done?
Oh, there's plenty more. Well, this one's not going to get
covered. What are you
one.
Posting, Jay?
Those are the two that are posted right now, and Facebook is
Folks, we're going to talk about the education system, but before we do that, what I want to do is I want to have a little fun with you. Because, again, yesterday, Jake was just sharing with you, as I just said, high-fiving what Jake was just telling you is if you get them asking the wrong questions, you don't have to worry about them giving you the right answers. Well, that was exhibited again last night during the debates, and it's just absolutely... It absolutely blows my mind away that the American people sit back and listen to this rhetoric with the fox in the chicken coop, Candy Crowley. Mm-hmm. She has nothing but a bunch of plants in the room. You could tell by the questions that were asked.
She chose them.
This is
she
all. I understand that. But wait a second. She chose them.
Exactly.
She's, in other words, what she's saying is I'm putting my questions
That's right.
in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do what I tell them to do, because if they don't do what I tell them to do, then they're not going to ask the question.
And if the president gets a little hung up on Libya, I'll help him out there, too.
We'll talk about that
lie.
In a minute. Now, just what's also interesting here, friends, is when you watch the debate last night, if you're caught up in between the little charades that's taking place in your country, isn't it interesting that when Obama got applause, it all came at the same time from majority of the people that were in that room? I thought this was supposed to be bipartisan. Didn't anybody get taken back just a little bit on those issues, friends? Wasn't that a little weird to you?
Even the first lady class.
No, they were plants. You know what? I'm not going to strain at the net and swallow a camel. Mm-hmm. If I was the president of the United States and I was debating in front of millions of Americans, mm-hmm. I would be offended if my wife didn't clap. Mm-hmm. You know what? That's baloney. And when you start to see
Horse
stuff
play.
Like that, they do. The conservatives begin to discredit themselves because that's the stuff that they say the left does all the time. They discredit themselves. They fall into their own hooey. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the education system in America and what it was like back in 1862. But I'm also going to bring you through this little debate real quick.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Let's go through this really quick because I want to get over to the education system in 1862. And we'll put you to the test, at least as to how the elementary students were tested back in 1862. But before that, again, friends, what I want to do is I want to get to Candy Crowley really quick, who said on CNN that she was, in fact, wrong about what Obama said about the terror attack in Libya. And you guys remember the little charade that was going on, the contention going on between Obama Nation and Willard Romney. So let's go ahead and play that really quick. This is Candy Crowley admitting that Romney was right about what he said, but she didn't say it publicly. And if you remember right, during that was during the portion when the people actually started to clap for Obama. Like, Obama was right about what he said. No, friends. Read the transcripts. There's nothing in there at all about him pointing out that this was a terror attack. He generalized the statement terrorism, friends. He didn't specifically nail it and say this was an act of terror. That's not what he did. So let's go over to Candy Crowley, the mediator, for CNN. Who, by the way, was handpicked. And I just don't, again, friends, please help me understand this. Why is it that the American people know that this is all planned from A to Z, and then they watch the debate, and then they sit there and argue over the issues that are, I mean, why do we fail to look at the foundations of what's going on in our country? Why don't we just lay the axe to the root of the tree and quit playing with all the branches on the tree? Candy Crowley, an anchor for CNN. She's a total socialist. Well, what do you think she's going to ask? How many questions yesterday were handed to Obama? To the guest audience? No. Those people were plants, friends. Yeah. Hello. And only so many were allowed to ask. Allowed is the dangerous part here, friends. Allowed.
Allowed by Candy.
They work for you. And she's telling you what you can ask them. And again, once again, friends, what were the issues that they were talking about that were, in fact, the government's purpose? I'm going to get to that to you in just a second here. But let's get over to Candy Crowley. Listen to what she said after the debates were over. But during the debate, she agreed with Obama. And how many times did you see Obama read Candy? In other words, Candy, shut this down. Shut it down right now. Don't talk about Fast and Furious. Don't talk about these attacks. Candy, save me. Save me. Don't do this, Candy. You know better than this. She's taking orders. And she did it on television. Here's her after the debates were over. Go ahead.
In Candy, though. Candy, because I mean, this was a moment which obviously now both campaigns are going to be focusing on. Tell us your thoughts during that moment.
Well, you know, again, I heard the president's speech at the time. I sort of reread a lot of stuff about Libya because I knew we'd probably get a Libya question, so I kind of wanted to be up on it. So I knew that the president had said, you know, these acts of terrorism won't stand or whatever the whole quote was. And I think actually, you know, because right after that, I did turn around and say, but you're totally correct that they spent 2 weeks telling us this was about a tape and that there was a, you know, this riot outside the Benghazi consulate, which there wasn't. So he was right in the main. I just think he picked the wrong word. And
he picked the wrong word. What do you mean he picked the wrong word, Candy? You mean the wrong topic to expose the president? Is that what you're talking about, Candy? Because that's how it came across to me.
Yep, that's what he did.
Because you were taking orders on television for the world to see in front of the world.
And now you're trying to backpedal and pretend like you're actually an objective news reporter.
She's supposed to be a moderator, Jake, and she wasn't doing that. I mean, she did a good job at what she was doing, but considering the source again, as I was talking about the foundations just a minute ago, why was she there moderating anyways? Yeah. That's the real question.
That should have been the moderator.
No, this is what I'm talking about. And if you hear me being frustrated, friends, I am frustrated. I'm frustrated with the American people to tolerate this garbage. And you know what the main state-run media is doing today, friends? Sporadically across the country, Obama wins debate. What? I didn't hear any topics talked about that concern the president of the United States. And here's the other thing. How come there was no moral issues being talked about? Folks, why is the state-run media sidetracking you? You want to understand why you're a confused nation? Because it's what you allow to lead the way. And this is garbage, it's backwards, and it's un-American in every sense of the word. Let's go to the next point. Romney talks Obama into sitting his hind end down real quick. And by the way, I did like that when he did that, but go for it.
And production on private on government land
is
down.
Notice.
Production on government land of oil is down 14%. And production on gas is down 9%.
It's just not true.
It's absolutely true. Look, there's no question but that the people recognize that we have not produced more oil and gas on federal lands and in federal waters.
Listen to him condescend. I'll give you your time. Go ahead. Who do you think you are, dude? I'll give you your time. Go ahead. And here's between him and Biden complaining about time. Last night, he's complaining about making sure he gets all of his time in there, right? Well, he had three more minutes than Romney did. And again, friends, I'm not caught up into it, but I do care about the issues at hand, namely our country.
That's right.
3 minutes extra. How come we didn't complain about that, Mr. Obama Nation? Huh? See, what they do is they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. When you look at the topics that were being talked about, I have a list of the 10 things that the president lied about again last night when they were debating back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. As much as I hate to say this, friends, Romney told the truth for the topics that were being talked about. Obama refused to answer any real questions, such as the truth behind Libya and Fast and Furious, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. But notice, Romney tells Obama what to do, and he sits himself down, and Obama, after the fact, realized he just took orders from Romney.
Michelle didn't.
How'd that work out? Remember when Romney... Go ahead.
That we have not produced more oil and gas on federal lands and in federal waters. And coal production is not up. Coal jobs are not up. I was just at a coal facility where some 1,200 people lost their jobs. I don't think anyone really believes that you're a person who's going to be pushing for oil and gas and coal. You'll get your chance in a moment. I'm still speaking.
Well,
the answer is, I don't believe people think that's the case, because that wasn't a question.
Okay.
That was a statement. I don't think the American people believe that.
Good for him. This man is not used to being told what to do, friends. And I'll tell you why, because he doesn't work for you. He doesn't work for you. He works for special interests. I shared with you last week as to them finding out that money's being funneled in to his campaign through the Chinese, through the Russians, the Middle East. He doesn't work for you, America. What is it going to take for you to wake up and see that he is not your man? That's why I continuously cry out from the rooftop on the Sons of Liberty on a weekly basis, there is no king but King Jesus. Because when he is our king, no matter who's in the White House, he's going to obey we the people, because he serves us. We don't serve him. And he's taking your money and he's laundering it into foreign countries like the Middle East, friends. And then he has the audacity to get on national television and lie to you 24/7, everything that comes out of his mouth. Look the other direction. Because what he says, he does the exact opposite. You need to understand this about this administration. They talk about justice. What are they committing? Acts of injustice. They tell you it's the truth. Rest assured, it's a lie. They say it's white. Rest assured, it's black. That's what communists do. They don't know how to tell the truth because there's no truth in them. Let's get to the next point. Romney starts attacking Fast and Furious, and Obama calls out to Candy Crowley for help. Why? Well, the state-run media has done a great blackout job on not talking about Fast and Furious at all. But what's interesting, friends, Univision is sharing with all of our Spanish friends throughout the world, and Mexico is angry at Obama. As a matter of fact, the Attorney General for Mexico just came out today and said Obama is not telling you what happens with Fast and Furious. But you've been told that for how many days? 365 days. A year you're told this, since these crimes have been committed against you. In America, you think that just because, let's say Romney wins, do you think these problems are just going to go away? No, you've just encouraged the next administration to commit the same crimes or similar crimes, and that they're going to be able to get away with it, because you have been deceived into believing that it's okay for government to commit crimes at will without consequence. Untrue. Untrue. When we come back, I'm going to bring Romney down the trail of Fast and Furious. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Last shout out.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. And advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're going to get to the education system in 1862. We got two more points to make. 'Twas the night before the elections, and all through the town, tempers were flaring, emotions ran up and down. I, in my bathrobe with a cat in my lap, had shut off the TV, tired of the political crap. When all of a sudden there arose such a noise, I peered out my window, saw Obama and his boys. They had all come for my wallet. They wanted my pay to hand out to others who had not worked a day. He snatched up my money and, quick as a wink, jumped back on his bandwagon as I gagged from the stink. He then railed his henchmen who were pulling his cart. I could tell they were out to tear my country apart. Oh, Fanny on Freddie. On Biden and Ayers, on Acorn, on Pelosi, he screamed at the pears. They took off for his cause, and as they flew out of sight, I heard him laugh at a nation who wouldn't stand up and fight. So I leave you to think on this final note. If you don't want socialism, get out and vote.
Get what you tolerate.
Let me clarify one more time what I was saying at the last segment. Folks, don't get caught up in the charades that are going on with Romney and Obama. I have a care about the truth, and I have a great care for our country. My outrage is that the word impeachment has not come up. And folks, this man, who is a criminal from A to Z, is running for re-election in the face of the American people. Why has he been emboldened to do such a thing as that? And just consider all the boys that are coming back in boxes and all that have died in the past, hundreds and thousands of men and women in our country, to give us what we have today. And for the most part, the American people sit down and let it happen, and they let them desecrate the memories of those that paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we have. Folks, after the debate yesterday, I didn't even stick around because I already knew if I was caught up in the game as to how the outcome went. And I knew ramen noodles took it. And again, Obama, every time the guy opens his mouth, I'm just outraged. Especially how they set the stage for the American people and then they fall in it. But what we did is, I just went online now to check the polls. It's interesting that CNN gave Romney the victory 67% over Obama 25%. That still enrages me. Why? Because the man should be thrown in jail for his crimes against the American people. Him, Eric Holder, and his entire administration are criminal. Just read your Constitution. That's all you have to read. Read the laws of our republic. He's been assaulting you on a daily basis for the last 4 years, friends. On a daily basis. Not just you, but innocent babies in the wombs. The morality of our country, our republic, and who we are as a people. And he's been governing against the American people since day one. And he sits there, and everything that comes out. Folks, I have a list in front of me of things that he just lied about last night. I'm not even going to go through them because there's nothing. I like to say to people, let me just ask you the question. What has he done that has been legal and truthful? That's all. Just answer that question. You're going to probably have to dig for a while to find anything. His name probably isn't even Barack Hussein Obama. He's got to. His parents probably hate him as much as the American people did and do. But in saying that, friends, let's get over to Romney. When he starts opening up the can of worms on Fast and Furious, and then listen to Obama ask for help from his little cheerleader, Candy Crowley, really quick. And I, as a matter of fact, right when I watched this, I said, did you guys just see this? This dummy did this right in front of the world to see. This is what I've always been saying about this guy. Go ahead and play that piece.
The greatest failure we've had with regards to gun violence in some respects is what is known as Fast and Furious, which was a program under this administration, and how it worked exactly, I think we don't know precisely, but where thousands of automatic and AK-47 type weapons were given to people that ultimately gave them to drug lords. They used those weapons against their own citizens and killed Americans with them. This was a program of the government. For what purpose it was put in place, I can't imagine. But it's one of the great tragedies related to violence in our society, which has occurred during this administration, which I think the American people would like to understand fully. It's been investigated to a degree, but the administration has carried out executive privilege to prevent all the information from coming out. I'd like to understand who it was that did this, what the idea was behind it, why it led to the violence. Thousands of guns going to Mexican drug lords.
Listen to him.
Governor, if I could, the question
did you
was
hear that?
About
yep.
these
did you,
drug
Candy,
weapons.
Dude, just the very end. Listen to Obama, friends. Candy, you need to shut him up. He's saying, Candy, you know he's going too far, Candy. Can't be doing that. You're exposing me. Don't do this. Do it again. Just the very end of that.
To prevent all the information from coming out. I'd like to understand who it was that did this, what the idea was behind it, why it led to the violence. Thousands of guns going to Mexican drug lords.
Governor, if I could.
For those that didn't catch that, I caught that right away. Because that is one topic. That is a hot topic with this administration. Because you pull that cover off, they're all going down.
Yep. They want the curtains covering it. And there's a reason why the mainstream media hasn't gone through to expose this thing to the fullness. Romney is saying exactly what everybody in the United States of America is saying. If nothing went wrong, then tell us what happened.
That's right.
Why we don't know what happened is because something is obviously wrong.
Yeah, well, duh, right? Here's another point. Did you notice when Barack Hussein Obama got up? Because he's trying to eliminate the Second Amendment, friends. He's trying to take away your right to bear arms, but it's backfiring completely. People all across the country, this country of ours, gun sales are skyrocketing. They're not stupid. Yep. Good for you, America. But here's the point. Yesterday, after Romney, Obama Nation says to Candy, you got to stop this. This is serious stuff. We can all get in trouble. Our puppet master doesn't like this kind of stuff. Listen, I'm not getting paid to follow the rules here. Right? He gets up and he starts talking about gun violence. Not education, not religion. He starts talking about gun violence, and then he starts throwing in this word. I hope everybody caught this with me, but he kept bringing up the word mental illness. Do you know that they're trying to label our military when they come back from overseas as mentally ill? In other words, incompetent to have a gun? Friends, pay attention to the wordings, because then what he's doing is he's setting the bedrock for thought police. Mentally ill people. We've never heard this before. Mentally ill? From a president? What are you talking about? No. They want to take it another step. Mm-hmm. And then what they'll do is they'll set up bureaucracies to basically tag anybody that disagrees with his administration as mentally ill. Just like the SPLC. They're hate groups. No, you're the hate group. And you're tagging groups that you hate. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they're doing with this mentally ill thing, friends. Pay attention to it. Because they'll try to make sure that if you disagree with his administration, he can gut the Second Amendment. That's what it's aimed at. By the way, Fast and Furious was all about that. Here's the last point, and I'm going to say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. And you know what you forgot, Kerry, the whole day? The ding-dings. Yes, you forgot it. Yes, you forgot it. So go ahead and play Romney. And folks, this is what I've always said, because he said it at the very end of the debates, what he should have said at the very beginning. This is Romney. Go ahead.
Government does not create jobs.
Listen to that. Governor Romney, ramen noodles, don't tell the people that. Friends, how many times have I said that? Go ahead, play it again, Kerry.
Government does not create jobs.
Government does not create jobs. What were they talking about 90% of the time during their debates?
Yep.
Well, then what were you talking about, Romney?
There goes the content for the debate.
Yeah, what's the next debate about? Whatever you let them have it about, friends. Whatever the topics they choose to make the next debate about. When is the American people going to stand up and say, no, answer these real questions? This is why they don't want town hall meetings anymore, friends. They don't want to answer real questions. They're trying to shield themselves and protect themselves from the American people. And these are supposed to be the leaders of the free world. But Romney said it, and I'm so glad he said it, dude. I am so glad he said it. Play it one more time.
Government does not create jobs.
Jake, what has been the theme? Government does not create jobs. Government does not create jobs. What have we been saying? And people on the radio or on the listening end are saying they're saying, Bradley, come on. Come on, Bradley. Yeah, they do. That's what they do. This is about the economy. This is about the economy. It's about the economy. Well, who created the spiral? The downhill spiral for our economy. Immoral men. Jeez, am I the only one passionate about this?
And then an immoral government comes in to bail out those same immoral men.
It's the same people.
Put in the mess.
Totally.
And that's where government's job is not to. And that's the whole smoke and mirrors thing, is when the economy collapses, it collapses because the free enterprise collapses. And if the free enterprise collapses, you can see who the criminals are, because it's who the government goes to bail out. So therefore, they create a collapse so that the government can bail it out, and they throw it back on everybody.
And the people let them. Wait a second, aren't these the people that created the problem in the first place? You're exchanging tyrannies for tyrants, and tyrants for tyrannies. And what happens? You're going to get the same results.
Yep, on both sides. One may bring you there a little shorter, a little slower, but notice how it escalates other things, like, for instance, the Patriot Act, etc. Look at both administrations. Any administration that's happened, now, the argument always is, well, not in Reagan's time, but look at administrations. What path have they brought us down? Are we becoming more godly, more moral, and more self-governed? No, I can't remember the last time that we have become that
way. And what flows through that? True prosperity.
That's right.
Spiritually and
peace.
Naturally.
Peace.
Thank you.
Everything that's supposed to be in. Now, the two things that they did talk about that were constitutional that I can recall off the top of my head is Fast and Furious.
Yep.
Because that has everything to do with the executive branch of our government.
But that was by accident, Jake.
And exactly.
Yep.
And Libya.
Yeah.
That's another aspect.
But wait a second. What are they doing there in the first place? They have no business to police the world.
That's right. We can have ambassadors there.
Thank
you. The point is his responsibility was in Libya, so it was good that got addressed. But other than that.
Will you play that one more time? I just want to say I told you so.
Government does not create jobs.
The
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty.
In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
And then Obama's got the audacity to sit there and thank the military. Well, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but he's suing the military so as to prevent them from voting. His own military. If you'd like to see that article, go to WorldNet Daily, when a president assaults his own military. Just think about that. Who in their right mind would do something like that? You're supposed to be their commander-in-chief, and you're suing them in hopes of stopping their vote? What are you so afraid of? If everybody loves you so much, man, then what are you worried about? I just looked at a Fox poll. Once again, folks, polls are contrived, but they had Romney just swamping and stomping Obama, just like the CNN poll, 76% to 25%. That's crazy. Boy, at least
that reflects what really happened.
Totally, it really did, and it really does. I'm sorry, guys. I know this is a hot topic with people, and I always like to lay out the foundation as to what's going on. And, folks, the basis of what we do every show is the truth. And we need to tear down these false idols and not allow this baloney, this garbage, these untruths. They're demonstrous lies, said Gowdy.
They are demonstrous.
No, he did. And that's a great word. They're demonstrous. He's a liar. His administration is criminal. How come our lib buddies don't throw that out there? Oh, man, we've been waiting for someone to finally say it. They're criminal. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Not after.
When you break the law, you're a criminal.
Thank you.
And that law being our Constitution. And when you break it, no matter if you're an executive, you're a member of Congress, you're a Supreme Court justice. You would be a criminal.
Let's get over to this American education in 1862, considering our kids back in the day and how stupid they were, because we all been told how stupid they are.
They're
so stupid, we're still walking in the liberties 237 years later.
We have so much to fix. I mean, we got to make up for all their ignorance.
We'll pick this up again tomorrow, okay? During their lessons that they had in the books, their textbooks, such lessons were this. Number one, the character of Jesus Christ in public schools, friends. Number two, the golden rule in public schools, friends. Number three, extract from the Sermon on the Mounts in public schools, friends. Number four, Solomon's wise choice. Number five, the goodness of God. Number six, gospel invitation. Number seven, Christian light and hope. Number eight, awake to Zion. Number nine, on prayer. Wow. Listen to what Martin Luther rightly said.
The Bible, the Ten Commandments, all in public school.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, up until 1946, you had to graduate Bible courses. I have the books with me in the back room here. That you had to actually graduate Bible courses before you could graduate public schools. And we know it was a common thing for prayer in public schools all the way up until 1962.
Yep. Common thing for our leaders to pray. Common thing for
and
them
it still
to pray
is.
Over the military.
And it still is. As a matter of fact, isn't this criminal? Didn't he put his hand on the Bible too?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Thank you. Martin Luther said, I would advise no one to send his child where the Holy Scriptures are not supreme. Every institution that does not unceasingly pursue the study of God's Word becomes corrupt. I greatly fear that the schools, unless they teach the Holy Scriptures diligently and impress them on the young students, are wide gates to hell. Oh, this is so good. Oh, let's get to these dummies real quick. And then I'm going to get to some of these words, okay? Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, entered college at the age of 10 years old. Oh, them stupid idiots!
Look what they've given us to. Oh,
oh my God!
This is misery.
Whoa, we're the professors today, man!
This is misery.
The dummies!
They're not wanting...
Fisher Ames, architect of the First Amendment, entered Harvard College. Harvard College. You ready for this, friends? I hope you're sitting down. At the age of 12 years old. Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration, graduated Princeton. He graduated college at the age of 14 years old. I'll tell you what, when you begin to study out the founders, you become smaller and smaller after the first page.
Yep. By the way, Benjamin Rush was one of the first abolitionists, and he signed the Declaration of Independence, and he was the first person to commit an act of civil disobedience to protect slaves.
Well, they all did.
Yep.
That
Benjamin
is the
Franklin
Declaration
did.
Of Independence. Yep. Yeah. John Trumbull, law student under John Adams, the second president of the United States, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at age 4. Oh, them kids, man. I'll tell you what. You know, those kids, they don't need to grow up until they're 25 years old in our country.
Yeah, we can't send them to public school until they're at least 7. I mean, how do they do that when they're 4? How do they learn how to read?
Well, we just got to put it over the top of the door, but they got to be at least 7, and they got to know girl and boy. But they're trying to eradicate that, too, you know.
Yeah, because that's a little difficult. That's a hard decision to make. I mean, who knows that at 7 years old?
Oh, and John Trumbull did.
Four
he knew the Bible.
Old.
Yep. Beat a minister in a Greek contest at the age of 6. John Trumbull passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. What? Wow! Whoa! Did they, like, eat extremely, maybe steroids in their Wheaties or something back then?
I don't know. I think it was all natural. Probably pretty organic.
Parents held him back out of college till he was 13 years old. Wow! These are your forefathers, friends. Let's go through some of the words they had to spell back in 1862. Elementary students, you ready for this, friends? I know you are. Contumelious. Elementary, friends, 1862. Contumelious. What does it mean? Ichthyology. Ichthyology. Bronchotomy. Bronchotomy, elementary school, friends, 1862. Loquacious, Man, most people are thinking, man, that's Lucky Lucius or something today. You know, hey, what's happening with you, Loacious?
That's a name.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Aloysius and Loquacious.
Yeah.
Loquacious.
Man, most brothers couldn't even say Loquacious today. Brother Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. Come on, now.
It's because of loquacious.
It's got to be.
Then we got to, you know, because if you can't understand it, it's loquacious.
It's got to be. Let me go on.
It's racism.
Spell words for... Yeah, it's racism because they can't read it.
It's racism because, I mean, how in the world am I supposed to...
You're starting to sound like Barney Franks. Knock it off.
It's about getting a job.
Heather, get him that cup. He's drooling again. Hang on a second.
That's racism.
Spelling words for...
You just keep saying racist stuff to me, and I just don't really like it.
1862, words for elementary students. Spelling. Mendacity. Mendacity. Armigerous. Armigerous. And no, you're not listening to the Spelling Bee champion throughout our nation right now.
This is elementary.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
They didn't play.
Tell the truth.
No reason.
And shame the dummies. Mm-hmm. I go on. Spelling words for elementary in 1862. Elementary kids, friends. Vertiginous. Vertiginous. Oh, my gosh. Acanthus. Acanthus. Spelling words for elementary students in 1862. Oliginous. Oliginous. And I hope I said that last word right.
I was going to say.
Oleaginous.
It's very brave of you to try to pronounce these.
No, dude. Don't ever belittle me on the radio like that. Ever.
I'm glad I'm not reading.
Just say it. Ever.
Ever. Candy? Right. Candy?
Yes. My goodness gracious. These guys, I'll tell you what. Over the top, over the top. Proven elements of sound education that our founding forefathers established. Number one, uno, religion. Maybe that came from George Washington when he said, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. And maybe that... I don't know, maybe that correlates with the fact that we used to have to know George Washington's farewell speech all the way up until 1962.
As he admonished his country to take serious the matters of religion.
Absolutely. Religion, number one. Number two, morality. Number three, morality means conform to truth, God's truth. Number three, knowledge. Instilled at home first. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. She, too. It's the parents' job first. They belong to you, Mom and Dad, Dad and Mom, not the state. Read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. First at home, then at school, if you so choose to send them there. Right? Because school for us is at home. Church and communities. There's no such thing as a youth pastor, friends, or a children's pastor. No, why don't you just call them for what they are, babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
No. Unscriptural. Ooh. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will pick up education again tomorrow, and we'll see how smart you guys really are. Because I know you are.
They're the smartest.
You know, they're the smartest of the smartest.
You're so smart. That's why you tune in every day.
Thank you. 23 hours, friends. 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.